Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there, everyone, in Blog Talk Radio, and God bless you all. It's so good to be in your presence today. So let's go ahead and get started, shall we? Let's relax. Make sure you got your sword. That is the spirit of God's word. Make sure you got a pencil so you can take notes, because whether you're on the computer and you're jotting it down or highlighting in your word, make sure we're getting all that it is that God has for us tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to start our scripture tonight, and we're going into the first book of the New Testament. Excuse me. And that is going to be in the book of Matthew, and we're going to be in chapter 6 of Matthew. So we're going to do Matthew 6. Hallelujah. It's been a great day. How was your day today? I pray that everything has went well for you today, and you were able to take some of the word from last evening and the evening before that and apply it to your life today. And hopefully, if you did that, I know that you saw a difference in the way that you your walk. And even when the challenges come, because when we apply the word, the enemy's going to come knocking at our hearts just to make sure that we believe that. So remember, when that happens, don't fret, don't get upset, don't turn away and run away, don't bow down or bend to it. Stand firm on the word of God. Give God his word back. God, this is your word. This is what I'm standing on. Even if you can't repeat where you can find the word at, you know, if you can just remember the word, remember what you're standing on, you know, if you can just remember what you're standing on. Give God his word back. Dear Father, you said that I'm not going to be worrying. You say that I have no reasons to worry. I don't have to be anxious for nothing. But in prayer and supplication of thanksgiving, I can bring my request to you. And you said that your word would not return to you void. God's word works. He's not going to lie. He's not a man that he can lie. You know? He's not a man. He's spirit. He can't lie. His word is the truth from the beginning to the end, and every moment of your life, his word is still the truth. His word remains the same. I don't care what changes in life. God's word remains the same. Amen? So remember, as you go through your day and the daily struggles that come our way, your sword, that's what you're fighting with, right? Fight. Be willing to fight on this battle. The enemy is fighting you, whether you decide that you're not going to fight today or not. The enemy is still coming to attack you. So, be prepared. Be prepared with the word. That's why we go into our studies, because we're all on a battlefield, and we're fighting, and we have to be prepared to fight. We don't want to take a knife to a gun battle. So we want to make sure that we have our word, which is the spirit of God's word. That sword is sharper than anything. It'll cut through anything. Any of the lies or any diseases, any heartache, any pain, you don't have to stay down. You're going to experience the pain. You're going to experience the hurt. You're going to experience the loneliness. But it can only be a temporal thing. It doesn't have to last forever. It doesn't have to change and take over and control your life, control your decisions. Amen? It just doesn't have to do that. And that's why we're looking at what we're looking at and studying about it, getting it in our heart. Do you know that the more you study it, the more it becomes a part of you? Amen? You remember, today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. So what good is it to worry? So we're learning how to cast our cares upon the Lord and leave them there. Key point, and leave them there. So in Matthew chapter 6, and we're just going 28, and we're going to go to 34. So it says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." That's beautiful. if we could just look at the lilies of the fields like that, just as not just lilies, but he sees them. Even Solomon in all of his splendor was not dressed like one of the beautiful lilies. God bless. It says in verse 30, it says that if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows your needs, right? 33 tells us to do. He said, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. You know, there's no need to worry about your tomorrows. Let's say it again with all the phrases we've been repeating. Today is that tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Oh, God bless you all. God bless you all. Bless you all to open up your hearts, and let's just go into prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we come to you seeking you first, seeking your kingdom first and your righteousness, dear Father, that all of the things that we are in need of, dear Father, even the wants, dear Father, that would be given to you if we give to you our all. All of our worries, all of our hurt, all of our concerns, they will be, if we give them to you, that you would give them to us, all of our needs, all of our desires, that will bless us in your will. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that opportunity. We thank you, Jesus, that we can just come to you and worship and praise. Thank you, dear Father, for the lifting up of our spirits, that you're not a God that's too high for us to touch. You're not a God that's too high for us to even contact. We don't have to go through generations and generations of people to get to you. Thank you, Jesus, for direct contact. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Father, we come blessing and asking that you bless and put your arms around all families that are in bereavement right now, dear Father. Just bless all families in bereavement. Dear Father, in the situation in Massachusetts with the husband and the wife and the twin son that was killed in their home, just bless your blessings and open up the eyes to find out the details of it. Dear Father, you said that you see all and no wrong will go unpunished. All of the ones, dear Father, who died in car crashes, dear Father, just looking at the professional football player there in Atlanta, and as he was in a car crash that ended up taking the life of another one and injuring others. And we know not the day or the time or the hour. And it may not be that we're in the wrong place, but when it's our time, it's our time. So we just ask blessings over all of those families, dear Father, and the ones that are in need of financial help to bury their loved ones. I just ask, dear Father, that you just open up the bosoms of all men, dear Father, to pour into someone's life, dear Father, to be there for them. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. And we come to strengthen ourselves, dear Father, because we want to be more like you. And we come to strengthen ourselves, dear Father, because we want the knowledge that you are willing to give us, dear Father, as long as we just ask. You said, dear Father, if we should ask, that you will give unto us. And so we seek your face, dear Father. And we come, dear Father, saying we love you, we love you, and we love you. And now as we just decrease, we just invite you to come and increase in us and just fill us with your power and your joy. I get joy when I think about the goodness of the Lord. We praise you and honor you today. And may each and every one of us connect with you in our own special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. I truly get joy when I think about all that he's done for me. I really do. I really get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy just studying the word. I get joy coming here every night and just being able to be on the broadcast with you guys. It just gives me joy. I get tremendous joy just when I open up my email and I check my email and I just have so many that's just praying right along with me. Just send it in prayer requests. And some people just say, hello, Evangelist Vaughn. Or, you know, or just say, I just wanted to say hello. Or call out a list of names. And sometimes you get to write in the emails and it turns into a long one. And then you'll say, you know, I didn't intend to write all of this. But God knows your heart. It is so, it just does me good just to be in connection with you. And I thank you all for praying for me. I thank you so much for praying for the ministry. And as you reach out and just say that, you know, I'm praying for you. I prayed for you. I passed on your name to my prayer group to pray for you and your ministry. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for his word. It is the truth, and it upholds, it uplifts, it just cuts down the things that shouldn't be in our lives, and it builds us up where we're all torn down. And we just thank God for the peace, his peace. And his peace that passes all understanding, that peace will keep our hearts and will keep our minds through Jesus Christ. So this is the sure result of taking God's cure for worry. When we take the cure, remember we said that it's a sweet tasting, you know, it's a flavor that you can't get used to and you don't want to do without. Once you learn how to taste and see that the Lord is good, it's a very simple cure to replace the worry, replace all of the things that get you upset just at the top of a hat. You just replace those things. It's a very simple cure. And it is good medicine. It's medicine for your soul. It's medicine for your spirit. And it's a sweet flavor, and it never fails. It never runs dry. It's the things. Did you take advantage of the opportunities that we went over last evening to just prepare yourself for that simple cure? And we said, first of all, I just asked if you would just find somewhere, just go somewhere alone with God and take God's cure. First by prayer, just talk to him about whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know what you want to talk to him about right now. And you know, sometimes we think that to talk to God, we got to go into something deep, or it's got to be in a special way, or we have to pronounce our words in a certain way. You know, enunciation is not the most important thing because he knows your heart. So just talk to God. Just talk to him about your day. I mean, God has a personal relationship. And we can have a relationship where we can even just laugh together. I know that may sound strange, but it's your own personal relationship. You know, you're not just going to be talking to God. He's going to be speaking to you. He speaks to your spirit. It just connects as though someone was just talking right there to you. So first, by prayer, talk to him about any situation. And then let your request be made known unto him. Come to him and just thank him for another day. Thank him for your kid. Just come to him. And then let's just try praising him. Just try praising him. And we're going to go over these here quite a bit because it's very important to make it a habit that you understand them. Someone asked that I just do them again and go a little slower. I want to make sure you do understand that the first step was by prayer. And then just praise. Think of all the little everyday blessings for granted. Sometimes we never even stop to say thank you. But in the praise, that's what you're doing. Just start thinking about all of those little everyday blessings. That up and down those dangerous highways, byways, streets, or roads, He kept you safe day in and day out. But it wasn't your child's school that had the incident. All of the little things that you know that he has done for you and yours, just praise him for it. Just praise him for it. See, this will naturally lead you into that third step. And that third step, we said, with thanksgiving, spend some time just thanking God for all of the blessings he's given you in the past, how he showered upon you right now. Hallelujah. All those little things. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell you to do that every day. Just take out some time. You may start with just 5 or 10 minutes, just taking out some time. Wherever you're at, you may have some spare time in your car driving to work. Make that your time with God. Don't turn on the radio today. Make that your time. It just might be your time when you're just going in your little man cave or the one that you may just be in the kitchen cooking. Make that your time with God. Whatever you're doing, reach out and take the cure for wearing. And it will cure you. It will brighten your day. You'll start to see that you recognize in about 7 days, if not sooner, however God wants to move, it may be an instant thing. That you say, you know, I'm not doing what I used to do. You know, I don't even have that feeling in the pit of my stomach anymore. You know, I'm feeling better. You know what? I found myself smiling more. The peace of God. Because if you allow so much anger to continue to build and build and build and build and build, and you don't lay that down, it gets too much. You forget how to smell. And you'll wake up and there'll be nothing wrong. No situation has happened to you. No one has said anything negative to you, but automatically, you just start frowning. You just start getting in a grouchy mood. You just start not wanting to be around anyone. And for no apparent reason, but it's just too much. And then you look at the news and you hear more bad news, or you turn on your computer and you're not even trying to see anything negative. And you look there and it's already something popping up, and before you know it, it's just too much. It's too much. And you start looking for ways out of here, looking for ways to get away from that pain. Because we're not built to take the pain. We're not built to live a life of pain and agony. We're just not built that way. That's not the way he created us. He created us to come and bring it to him, because he's built that way. He's built to carry your burden. And when we try to bear it, we try to continue to carry, we get an overload. We blow our circuit. We cannot take it. And then we start trying to find ways to check ourselves out. And we don't realize that we're checking into an eternity of pain, an eternity of hurt. And there is no second chances after that. Once you're through here, it's eternity. This earth, we know this life is just temporary. If you don't believe it, turn on, open up a newspaper, turn on the radio, turn on the TV. Every second, someone is dying. Others are being born. It's their turn to try. We know not when that time is going to be, so we have to live every day growing and learning, because we know not when we're going to be the one riding down the highway and somewhere out of a car comes from nowhere flying through the air and just ends up landing on your car and killing you, just like that incident in Atlanta. You never know. But you don't have to be in fret about dying either. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, is this going to happen? When is it going to happen? No, God says that I give you my peace. And my peace is going to go beyond all understanding. You know, it is groups out there that they meet like weekly just to come and talk about different things that get you upset. I mean, different things like all the things that has happened. Did you hear of all the negative things that has happened? And they go over and over and over again over all those things. And then they get together and they go out to different places and they have drinks just to try to overcome the feeling that they've worked up. Satan is a liar. Will you stop and recognize that this is of the enemy? This has no way of happening to you. This is not the life that God came and sent his only son to give his life for you. He didn't. It's not for that. But he came that you may have life. I mean, and live that life. And to have life more abundant. That means enjoy life. Live life. Yeah, if you come to my home to visit, and I can put out all of the things to try to make you feel comfortable, and you can enjoy yourself. But I don't mean for you to stay forever. I want you to be comfortable while you're there. And when we said just make yourself at home, we mean for a temporary time. We're not talking about that this is going to be a permanent situation. This is a temporary thing. Yeah, I want you to get comfortable and enjoy my home while you're here. But then I want you to get your stuff, go to the door, and I will walk you to the door, and we will say goodnight. And then you need to go to your home. So that's the same way it is here. We're just travelers. We're just traveling through. We're learning from here. We should enjoy our lives here. And the same time as we're enjoying our lives, we don't have to continue to think, oh, but I'm going to die. Oh, but I'm going to die. No, because I think, yes, let's enjoy living life. And when it's time for us to go and enjoy eternity, you don't have to worry about it. You can't fight it. When it's time, you're going to go, and you're going to live in eternity. Amen? Until then, we're trying to give you a little peace. We're trying to give you a little peace, finding that peace in the Word to pass on to you. All right? I just didn't mean to go there, but the Holy Spirit just start taking over, and that's what we asked him to do, so let him speak to his people. Amen. Amen. So there may be no changes in your circumstances as you go into the Word. If you're going through different things, right now you may not see any immediate changes in your circumstances, but you might. But there will come a great change in your heart and in your mind. You'll start to see that the way that you deal with situations is different. The change is going to start in, see, Paul prayed three times for his thorns in the flesh to be removed. God's answer came back each time the same. Do you know what that answer was? It said, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul's like, huh? I'm asking you to remove these thorns out of my flesh. And he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Maybe you didn't understand me, Father. Here's what I'm asking of you. And he continued with the same answer. See, the conditions were not changed, but his heart was changed. And his attitude towards his affliction was changed because of the reassuring word of God. It took him a minute, but he finally heard and could understand what the grace and the sufficiency of that grace meant to him. So as time went on, he started to look back and say, if the thorns are still in the flesh, the conditions have not changed, but you know, I'm not paying attention to the thorns as much as I was. It's not worrying me and bothering me. I'm able to continue on. See, his heart was changing. And then he noticed that his attitude towards had changed. And then he could understand that it was because of the reassuring word of God. His grace is sufficient. His grace over you is enough. That grace is enough to carry you through where you're trying to go. where you must go. His grace is enough. It's sufficient for you. Now, what is the result or the consequence of grief? The result of God's cure for worry is his peace. Now, we face consequences if we decide to do it on our own. But the peace of God should keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. You know, the saying that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It really is. Your peace is a terrible thing to waste. That if you trust in him, lay down your burden, he shall keep your heart, keep your mind in a righteous place with him. Because remember, we spoke about the heart. And the heart says, whoa, mind, you're overloading me. You're working too much, and I can't handle it. Until finally, all of your organs start to react and fight against you. They're like, you want to fight? Well, I'm going to give you a fight. I quit. Well, what do you do then? We can't live without them working. Is that right? Amen. Amen. So peace with God. You know, peace with God for each and every one of us was secured at Calvary through faith in Jesus Christ. The peace of God. It floods our souls when we pray. It just floods our soul when we praise. And it just floods our soul when we thank him. For all of the little things, big or small, when we thank him. That is the way. Just keep on praising him. I'll tell you right now. Someone just thanking him right now. That is the way. Let him flood your soul. See, God promises the peace of God shall keep your mind and heart. That is the secret of having peace. The peace of God is in our minds, and the peace of God, we invite it to be in our heart. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. So I don't have time to carry around all of this. I can't. I don't have time to carry around all of this. So the next time they run up to you to tell you all of that bad news, they run up to you to tell you, you better sit down before I tell you this. And, you know, I had this terrible dream. Cover your ears. You know, tell them what. I don't want to hear the terrible dream. But I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ that you're covered from any demonic spirits that came into you in your dreams. Amen? So when they lay that heavy stuff on you and it breaks your heart, immediately find yourself. Go into a prayer closet, wherever it may be. And first go into your prayer and just talk to God about it. Then give him praise and come to him with thanksgiving about it. Ask him to take these burdens. I bring them to you, dear Father. You asked me to leave them here. I don't want them anymore. You take care of it. It's not that I don't care about the situation. It's not that I'm not concerned about the people involved in the situation. I'm just following my master's lead. I'm just following what he asked me to do. Take him to the Lord and leave him there. What did Jesus do? He used to steal away all the time and go into that prayer closet just so he can talk to his Father, relieve some of these burdens and put them down to these people that he saw, all of the things that was going on around him. He took them back to his Father. He didn't try to walk around with all of that up on him. He's still on the way into his prayer closet. Hallelujah. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Many who have peace with God know little of the peace of God. See, it's God's own peace which we impartake of, which we implant inside of us. It's his own peace which calms our peace. It calms our peace of our minds that is going out of control. It's his own peace. People say, yeah, I know about, you know, the peace of God. I know the word. I hear about his peace of God. But do they know really about how it feels inside? how it relieves you of your burdens, of your pain. What can I think of God ever been anxious or worried or disturbed? Can you think of any time like that? No, because he is all-powerful. Nothing is too big for him. He's omnipotent. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. Nothing is too big for him, and nothing can take him by surprise. And he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Now, since that is true, can we not trust him? Can you not trust him, sister and brother? That person or that thing that you're trusting in, are they everywhere at all times? Do they know all? Are they all-knowing? Can they not be taken by surprise? Are they all-powerful? Is nothing too big for he or she? Ha. Huh. If you can't answer yes to all of those honestly and truthfully, you're putting your trust in the wrong thing. We can trust God. And if we trust him, can we not have his peace in our hearts? His word said we can. So we can have it in our minds, in our hearts. To say the least. I'm just coming to tell you tonight that worrying is doubting God. So take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. That's what the word said. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have needs of all of these things. Your heavenly Father knows your needs. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. That's the peace that we're talking about. It's the kind of perfect peace that God has and that he will give to you. A peace that is so wonderful that you'll be surprised when you find that, oh, I actually am peaceful. I'm more calm. I possess his peace now. It's a peace that is so strange under circumstances that you cannot understand how you have it. Because it does. It said it passes all understanding. How did I not strike back when this person just went off on me? How did I not? I didn't even think about cursing at him. I didn't even think about reacting in this way that I would have. I stayed my calm, and I passed the course. And look how it came out to better me. Look at them, and now look where God has put me at. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And when we keep our minds fixed on Christ, his greatness and his power and his love, it's just so many things we can just call him. Then he keeps our mind in perfect peace, a peace past all human understanding. So we went back and we were referring to the doctors, because they do not have a cure for your worries. See, that is why a psychiatrist cannot cure, and a doctor's pills give only temporary relief, because there is no cure for worry aside from the Lord Jesus Christ. And outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can offer you no hope, no cure for worry, no relief from your anxiety, and there's no lasting help from your troubles. All of those things is just temporary that the doctors can give you. But let us look again at the five basic causes of mental illness, of frustration, and of worry. In our closing, it is fear. Remember, fear is just an increasing problem with physicians. But it only fulfills the prophecy in God's words concerning the last days. It said that men's hearts filleth them for fear. Correct? So it's just fulfilling the prophecy of God's word. There's no cure for fear outside of the Lord. But God said he'll keep you in his perfect peace,
for those who trust him. Number two, we talk, it's hate. See, the cure for hate is love, and God is love. You do not get love in pills at a drugstore, at the pharmacy, but many people have been made desperately ill by hatred. Hatred. But God is love. That's the cure. Then our guilt. The psychiatrist may expose a guilt complex, but he cannot do anything about it. God promised us that if we confess our sins, and just to forgive us our sins. And then not just will he forgive us, he said, what else? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm going to give you that verse because someone needs that one. That's 1 John 1:9, okay? Only the blood of Jesus Christ can remove the feeling of guilt. Only the assurance of God's forgiveness can relieve a troubled mind. Number four is inferiority. It is more than an ego that we need. We must have a sense of belonging. What better cure is there than to belong to the God? Hallelujah. And then our last one is insecurity. A savings account in the bank or the mortgage paid off on the home will not purchase freedom from worry. And we know that because some of the most wealthy people are the most worried people. Real security can only be found in the assurance of eternal life. And it is through Jesus Christ. See, a troubled heart is the result of unbelief. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God? Believe also in me, are the words that Jesus spoke. Let not your heart be troubled, my sisters and brothers. Whatever it is that you have and you've acquired in life, enjoy it. Be able to enjoy it. Don't be worrying about everyone's going to come and take it and ask you for it and ask you to use it. And you can't outgive God. Enjoy. The more you give, the more he'll give to you. Now, if you don't have a sense of connection with the Lord, and you're just one of those that I know the Lord, but you don't really know the Lord, then yeah, you will. You'll feel like you've got to hold on and you got to grip yourself so tight, and you'll worry about all of the small things. Talking to a couple. Beautiful couple from the outside looking in, but he's so worried that someone's going to take his wife, going to look at his wife, that he can't enjoy her. And she's just at the point that she's not enjoying being with him too much anymore either. Enjoy what God has given you, what he's given you the ability to acquire here. You can do it on your own. Whatever you have, enjoy living life. Now, if you say, I don't know how to get to that point, and I don't know how to lay it down, I didn't know I could lay it all down. I would enjoy the pleasure of introducing you to a friend that's the last friend that you ever meet. A friend like no other friend. If you're ready to meet him, just open your heart and believe. And come on, let's ask him to come into your life. If you're ready, just pray this prayer right now. Open your heart and let these simple words be your guide. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for me, Jesus. I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And now I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I receive you right now as my Savior and my Lord. Amen. It's just that simple. Thank you, Lord Jesus. wherever you're at, all around the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just accepting and coming into their hearts. Now, what you're feeling right now is just that overjoy is what's just going to be grow and grow more and more. Keep watching for that feeling. It's going to continue to grow. Hallelujah. Now, he's inside of you. He's going to start working from the inside out. Don't worry about what's going on. He says you're a new creature in Christ. Behold, all of the old things, he said, I'm pushing them out of the way now. I'm creating a new you. All right, well, we've come to the end of another broadcast. God bless you. I truly love you here. Continue to rate the show and get in touch with me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. And believe that God is excited about you. God loves you. You have a whole new life of God starting right now. So until the next broadcast, you keep on living. Keep your mind free. Keep your heart open.